Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question. Are you smarter than Katie?
Oh, man. Listen, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I think the face mask boys are good without the... Which one is Kevin?
Kevin... Let's see.
Oh, he's the ugly one.
What did we decide on, Kevin?
The ugly one.
He's the Chris Kirkpatrick.
Wow.
He's the Joey Fatone.
All right, listen, if you haven't heard Are You Smarter Than Katie in a while, me, producer Jacob, and intern Kevin, we are now the
Face Mask Boys.
We're a boy band. We like to sing, which is why we're so good at the intro now.
Yeah. And by the way, we did a photo shoot. You can text the word boys, either with an S or a Z, to 73389 if you'd like to see the Face Mask Boys photo shoot. Playing this morning, Nicole from Fair Oaks. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
And let's see. You're a waitress. Can you say where you're a waitress at?
At Yard Home.
Yard House.
Which one?
Okay.
Yard House.
Love
which
Yard
House. Which one?
Which Yard House?
Roseville.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, what is the thing called that has like edamame and avocado and tuna?
Mm. Oh my God, what are we doing?
Spicy tuna roll, and it looks like a cake.
Yes. Oh. God, I want to shove so many of those in my mouth. I eat one, and then I think. Would it be unladylike to order another one?
Yes.
No, never. No.
The answer's yes.
No, yay! Okay, good.
I mean, no, order one is what I mean.
Yes, okay. I get it. Yeah. You're the only person I'm listening to because they keep saying no.
All right, Nicole.
Our menu is limited right now, though, so we don't have that. But we have a ton of great stuff, like the poke nachos we have, and those are killer.
Okay, all that right. That is not what I want.
Oh, wow. Okay. Listen, Nicole, kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please.
Yeah, get out.
Oh, okay.
Nicole, get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Question one. Rapper Kanye West announced that he's running for president of the United States, but it might just be a publicity stunt. Some people even think that he's doing it to steal votes from Joe Biden to help Donald Trump win. Kanye West had a number one song back in 2007 that featured a sample of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by which French duo?
Daft Punk.
Question two. Sad news, singer Charlie Daniels died yesterday after suffering a stroke. He was 83. His most memorable song is The Devil Went Down to Georgia. In the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia, what color was the fiddle the devil played?
Oh,
3 seconds.
Red.
Question three. World eating champion Joey Chestnut broke his own record this past weekend by eating 75 hot dogs at the socially distant annual hot dog eating championship. What area do they hold the hot dog eating championship in every year?
Coney Island.
Question four. Actor Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley on NBC's The Office, wants to make a spinoff series called Uncle Stan, where his character Stanley gets called out of retirement to help save his nephew's struggling business. In The Office, who does Stanley sit across from on the sales floor?
Phyllis Lappin Bantz.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
Cool. I love The Office.
And question five. Former Beatle Ringo Starr said in an interview last week that the Beatles were offered nearly $240 million to reunite in 1976, but turned it down because the opening act for their reunion was, quote, a guy fighting a shark.
What?
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Me too.
Let's say the Beatles did do the reunion and got $240 million for it. How much would each member of the Beatles get?
$60 million.
Oh my God!
Wow.
What a Phyllis thing to do. Just jump right in. Man, are you sad that The Office is going off of Netflix?
I'm so sad. I'm absolutely sad. I'm beyond sad.
I don't know what to do. I don't know where we're going to watch it after this.
I think the whole world gave them the message they needed to hear, and it's keep it on Netflix.
Right, right.
Right. It's going on that stupid Peacock streaming service, and nobody knows what the hell that is.
Yeah, I just have Netflix.
All right, Katie.
That's been a big portion of what I used Netflix for.
Katie, you're going for your 391st win today. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Question one. Rapper Kanye West announced that he's running for president of the United States.
He's got my vote.
Kanye West had a number one song back in 2007 that featured a sample of Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by which French duo?
3 seconds.
Three seconds. It's too early.
3 seconds.
Milli Vanilli.
Let's do a... Oh.
Daft Punk.
They're French?
Woo! Yeah.
And wait, Daft Punk is more than one person?
There's two guys.
Of them.
Yeah.
There's Daft and there's Punk.
Yeah, there's Daft and there's Punk.
Yeah, you dummy!
You're the cutest person ever. You know what? I'm going to give you a little extra tip.
All right, question two. Sad news. Singer Charlie Daniels died yesterday after suffering a stroke. He was 83. His most memorable song is The Devil Went Down to Georgia. In the song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, what color was the fiddle the devil played?
Oh, my God. Blue.
Mm-mm. It was gold.
I really only know two lines from that song. The devil went down to Georgia looking for a soul to steal.
That's pretty much all anybody knows.
Right.
Okay.
And the part where you get to say, you son of a bitch. That part
right,
too.
Right. Man, when you had the permission to say that as a kid, you were on top of the world.
Were you listening to that song as a kid?
It's a great song.
I think it's the only time that anyone does listen to that song.
Right, right. Question three. World-eating champion Joey Chestnut broke his own record this past weekend by eating 75 hot dogs at the socially distant annual hot dog eating championship. What area do they hold the hot dog eating championship in every year?
Coney Island.
Yes. Question four. Actor Leslie David Baker, who plays Stanley on NBC's The Office, wants to make a spinoff series called Uncle Stan, where his character Stanley gets called out of retirement to help save his nephew's struggling business.
We're good, Stanley.
In The Office, who does Stanley sit across from on the sales floor?
Oh my God. It's not Meredith. It is
Three seconds.
Phyllis.
Yes.
Do you know what Phyllis's last name is? Because she did.
On the show?
Yeah.
Vance.
Do you know what her maiden name was? Because
no.
She does. Oh, man.
What?
Lap.
Lappin.
I'll give you a point for knowing Vance, though.
Okay, thank you.
An unofficial point.
Unofficial, of course.
And question five. Former Beatle Ringo Starr said in an interview last week that the Beatles were offered nearly $240 million to reunite in 1976, but turned it down because the opening act for their reunion was, quote, a guy fighting a shark. Let's say the Beatles... It's true. Let's say the Beatles did do the reunion and got $240 million for it. How much would each member of the Beatles get?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, you got to give me time on this one.
No one's saying anything.
She's
literally,
she's asking for more time.
Always want to say something.
She's asking for
more
time.
Well, no one's not. No one's saying anything. I'll get 3 seconds. Three.
Oh my God.
Two.
I'm not ready.
Half. Your answer is?
I don't know.
No.
You were about to say hammerhead, weren't you?
Each of them gets a shark.
Right. I mean, here's the thing. I blame you, Gavin, because as soon as I start doing math, I feel like I have to spend some of my time telling you to not talk to me.
Well, I
didn't
say anything.
And I want everybody to text in and tell me how much did you talk while she was doing it.
I wish they would.
7-3-3-8-9
Spoiler alert, she needed no time at all to get that question right.
She got it. She got
well,
it.
Well, she probably had perfect silence. I bet it's nice. It must be really nice.
She didn't have any
Shut
time
up
to have,
and stop
oh
talking
my
all right.
God,
to me.
I'm going to pull your pants down.
Okay.
You can't. I'm a girl.
All right, here we go.
Watch me.
All right, today's final score, Nicole 4, Katie 2. Nicole wins.
Woo!
Shut up.
Wow.
Listen, Nicole, we are a poor show, so we have no prize for you except pride. And you can tell all your friends at Yard House in Roseville that you did, in fact, beat Katie today. Go ahead and tell everybody what we now know.
I am smarter than Katie.
I wanted a spicy tuna roll.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.